stuff, but that would require essentially sort of legal.
Hello, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net. Thank you for joining. If you are out there, anybody watching, you're on the Quant Labs Net page for our next round of the latest things to be included on our journey into the world of crypto trading. So, as it stands right now, this is a opportunity for you to ask me live questions here on Facebook, Quant Labs Net page. Just pulling up my world famous stream here. Just give me a second on my page, Quant Labs Net. I'm hyping this. We'll see which one draws more people. Just give me a second here while I load it up. If anybody's got any questions, let me know. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out here getting the feed ready. Wow, I gotta say that Facebook is definitely screwed up here. Just try once again here. Very, very confusing, I have to admit. Let's see here, how do I get this? Okay, finally found it. My apologies for that. Oh boy. Okay. Let's see if anybody's online. I will give it a couple of minutes. One thing I want to do is show you some things. A lot of chatter about the automated web tracking list that I've posted a few weeks ago. So if you go to my website here, what I'm speaking of is at quantlabs.net, you can get the track record information on the latest trades. This is a pretty powerful feature I've added that is right for my system. People still want to question the credibility. So if you question a lot of stuff just in life generally, you're not going to get very far. But there are some services I'm looking at. There is one called TraderView, I believe it's called TraderView. I found this through WarriorTrading.com. And what they do is it's a journal, analyze, share information on your trading account. So when you go through this, you can, with credibility, be able to show how your account is doing or your overall performance within a broker account. So I'm going to show you the supported, looks like I have all these usual problems here. So again, it's TraderView, supported brokers. Okay, so we got TraderView, supported brokers. Now, the two brokers I use is one for crypto, and one is for Oanda on the Forex and CFD side. As you can see here, we cannot find Oanda. There's no cryptocurrency, neither. Very important information to know. So, one thing to get around this, let's say if you want to get into getting your account tracked for verification purposes, what you can use is one called cointracking.com. What this does is very similar to TraderView, but it's a little more in detail. It's not a monthly service that you join. It's actually ties into the exchange. It's a one It's a piece of software you just buy for once and you pay an annual fee of like $50 or something. It's very cheap. So here you can see we have Binance and probably all the other major brokers out there. And let me just show you the pricing, which is usually the first question, is I believe it's $100, about $100, depending upon the level of sophistication you want. Let's see here, coin tracking. So this service or the software is particularly built for one-time software purchase that you make, and is specifically used for tracking your performance on your Bitcoin, so your cryptocurrency brokers. So again, we have Binance here, which is good, it's about $100. So that is that. So something I'm looking at to do. There's also another one for Forex. Sorry, for Oanda, as TraderView is not supporting Oanda, but this one is supported. Trading Diary Pro. Now, this problem is that it's only for Windows. Again, the software is pretty cheap, I would think, $149, but it does support all of the brokers, and it's a similar idea as TraderView. So here's some of the brokers. They support all the major ones, but the big one that we're after is, of course, Oanda, and they can do, let's see what Oanda, so it can do everything except this third column here, which is net asset value history, which is fine by me because I don't even know what it is, so I'm not going to use it. But between these two services, they could be useful. Now, if you come back to my track record section here on the website, you can freely download it up to the last 10 days. Just so you know, you will see there's March 3rd, and it suddenly jumps to March 10th. There's a bug, it's been fixed. So this very first one will get you the latest information on the track record and market tuning. So I made a video on that today. As it stands right now, if I was to go through these two services, this gives you direct access using API token keys, for example, on coin tracking, your API keys to your crypto account, let's say on Binance, and it'll give you full access to what the system trades. So in order for me to take somebody very seriously on if they will use one of my services, I will be, I guess not requesting, but demanding whoever to pay $100 up front to get access to the trading account for verification. The reason I do that is because I want to take you seriously just as much as I take you seriously, or you take me seriously. It is a two-way street, as you know. Over the last month or so, I've been getting a lot of people demanding this and demanding that out of me, and I don't play that game. Just due to the fact that I have something that people want, people need, I am prepared to provide this service. But at the same time, I need to keep the tire kickers out, the lurkers, the people that expect everything for nothing, and that includes no work, but yet reap the rewards. I don't play that game, and I would probably recommend on a pile of other services that you could try and see how far you get using these trading bots out there that, from what I see, have failed. So there will be that request of about $100 up front. If you take the stuff seriously, that's what we are all be doing. And most people probably tell me to stuff it up my you-know-what, and that's okay because that means you're not a good fit for what I produce. And most of the people that do come through are very, very good people, very nice people. But I'm noticing the last month, since I've been posting a lot of the returns on the strategies or the bots, crypto, whatever you want to call them, that the quality of people are wanting to set things for free, but don't want to pay for it. So we have whoever's online. If you got any questions, just type them away. I'm more than prepared to answer your questions. Let me, and I'll gladly answer them, but I'll blab a little bit. If we don't have questions for tonight, that's okay. I'll just move over back over to YouTube since we had a much more engaging audience 2 weeks ago, or two, 3 weeks ago on my last stream where I did this topic. And I'll continue doing that next week on Monday. But I thought I'd just give the YouTube, or sorry, the Facebook crowd on my Facebook page an opportunity to engage in this type of stream live on Facebook. But if there is nothing, that's okay. We will move it, everything back over to YouTube and stay on YouTube because that was a very engaging video conversation that we had. But we can't go too far without an actual audience. So if you got any questions, let me know. In the meantime, let me go over what we've been talking about over the last few days. Namely, let me just try to pull up. This is what was posted in the last few hours. Let me just pull up my Instagram account here. I've been testing Facebook advertising as well. Instagram crowd are likers. They do not buy things. I'm very more convinced of that. So as a result, we not be doing a lot of ads on Instagram. So here on Instagram, you can see here, this is my Linux system. This was posted a few hours ago, actually an hour ago. The system right now was up 9.13%. Last check, I'll do that new check today to bring you up to speed, see how far along we've had on the system. So the system right now is up 9.55%. And for the last 2 days, we have not broken double-digit return. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, the return has not been very exciting, and that's okay. The system is still doing extremely profitable. I've got nothing really to complain about. But this is today's report. From earlier today, let me pull it up, the latest video or file. So here, obviously today is now March 11th, so we're reporting for March 10th. Right here on March 10th, this is what we reported, 4.37%. And on March 7th, the last report was 2.72% return. So between those 2 days, and I don't know what the 8th and 9th produced, I'm not sure if they broke through the two-digit returns. But for a while, we had some decent returns, 29%, 15%, 16%, 10%, 17%, 11%, 15%, and another 17%. So we had a very, very good run on the cryptocurrency asset market space. So if I go back to our usual coin market cap, which is probably one of the standards of where to get, see how the markets are doing. Right now, everything is completely down, but yet here we are reporting a return of 9.13%. And the same system that I'm looking at is at 9.55%. And I'm hoping that we are able to make the claim over the next 5 hours before midnight my time. We will break through that 10-digit, which means we have, again, another two-digit daily return. And that's what we like to see. So, and that's on a very, very down market over the last 24 hours, you can see. So let me just check on the major asset class. Again, if you have questions, type them up. I am willing to answer whatever you have. And I'll bring in the latest information on the asset classes. Everything is positive right now, measured against the US dollar, according to the coin market cap. We have Litecoin up 0.646%, Bitcoin Cash up at 0.44, Ethereum at 0.66, Bitcoin up at 1.8, and Ethereum Classic. One thing I would note from there, on these hourly returns I just gave you, is Bitcoin's always the lowest number on positive. It still has the highest volume, But usually if you take a look at, as I put up another video, let me just show you here, at Quant Labs, the channel on YouTube. If you look at that, what you'll find is I put up a few videos earlier today. I did that on purpose. I'm just going to our videos here to get you the latest, which is from earlier today. Right now, what you're looking at is current watch list for cryptocurrency now. And then this other one I put up, should I focus on Python 2 or 3? We'll talk about that in a minute. But this one here, current watch list for Forex cryptocurrency now with in there, I did talk about how a lot of the big coins I just mentioned, Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Ethereum Classic. In that video, I do mention what are the big movers since the beginning of the year. And many people have been questioning me or being skeptical on what I produce. So I'll bring up once again what I stated in this video. On that video, there's two big movers, BNB, Ethereum, which usually shuts everybody's pie hole when they see this chart on Binance. So let me show you that to you right now. AG, how you doing? Thank you for watching. Appreciate it. Okay, so no worries, dude. We're always late. This will be available, as usual, on demand, so you won't be missing much. So you can see here, this is our clear winner. This is just looking at February, March. You can see this huge run-up of, let's just check out the last month here, massive run-up of BNB Ethereum. That has been our clear winner right now. And when you go back to CoinMarketCap, it's AI. No, it's an AI, dude. Well, maybe it is. I don't know, but I'm reaping the benefits. Thank you very much. You see here, Binance Coin is now number 7 out of the top 10 on all the crypto pairs. So that's what I mean, is that you are reaping the rewards right there when people question what I do. And that's why this strategy has been doing incredibly well for the last few days. And you can see here, it's been somewhat flat for the last 2 days up until today, as we are approaching our 10% that I'm hoping to get by the end of the stream. I am making an ambition of mine to do these live streams and show you that you can be making money while you do streaming. There you go. So we're at 9.55 right now since midnight, and that's what we're up since midnight today. My time, Eastern Standard Time. All right, so if you got questions, by all means, type them up. As I said, don't be shy. No questions stupid. Well, I shouldn't say that. Now, the other big winner is Litecoin, Ethereum. Again, we want to stick with Binance because that's the broker. So there we are. Litecoin, Ethereum's been the other big winner. And again, you'll see the run-up since the beginning of the year to see why this bot, this strategy has been doing incredibly well. Today, majority of trades have been through BNB Ethereum. But once again, right there, since the beginning of the year, right there, it's been a solid run-up. Let me just check out last month, let's say. And it's been, again, a steady upflow. But it's hit its peak, and it's been somewhat trading a little bit. Does not mean it's not going to make money. We are making money, but it's going to alternate between usually 12 different pairs that do very, 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 very well. As I said earlier, BNB Ethereum has been the bulk of the profit for today, but there is the occasional other pair. So if you watch this video here called Current Watch List for Forex Cryptocurrency Now with Trading Bots, you'll get a much better idea of what moves, what doesn't move since the beginning of the year. So that's what's been doing really well lately. As I said, if you got any questions, please chime in, type them up, and we will answer them. So we got about a 30-second delay being out of sync between myself right now and my voice and you typing it up. That's okay. I'll wait. All right, so we've talked about our training software here for journaling and tracking. If you've missed out, please watch the beginning of this. We've covered that pretty good. Would like notice in the trainer view, because this has been spawned by this little guy here, track record, on the track record section on the website at quantlabs.net. Okay. Oh, we got a question. Okay, Mr. AG. I like questions, because that's what the purpose of these streams are for. So the question is, Brian, I was on your last meeting on YouTube. As I said, if we don't give a big enough audience, we'll move back to YouTube next week. It's AI, like AI colic. Anyway, you have recommended Thomas Bukowski's books for learning technical analysis. Does your course offer technical analysis? If you're referring to the Python course, the answer is yes. Let me take you to the store. If you go into the store here, we do a huge section on TA-Lib. If you are not familiar, I'll bring up the mention of TA-Lib. But if you look in here, the course outline under Python 3 infrastructure blocks with crypto, which will bring up the overall itinerary of the course as it loads all the fancy schmancy videos. Right in here, all you gotta do is look for technical analysis with charting, and also we use TA-Lib as well as part of that, and that I use that pretty heavily for, let me just see if we have it listed here. Yeah, there we go. Demo technical analysis indicator functions with TA-Lib. I can show you what TA-Lib is, but you can do things like Bollinger, bands, exponential moving average, standard deviation, RSI. And let me just show you what else it can do. So if you go into GitHub, Python GitHub, TA-Lib, you should be able to get all the indicators available on this sucker. So again, this is a Python wrapper for the TA-Lib technical analysis library. Let's give me a second here. Okay, I've saved my battery. Yay. All right, so continuing along. Okay, so continuing along, we have, let me just show you here, all the different indicators. I'll answer your other follow-up question, AG, in a minute. So right here, we have TA-Lib in Python. Let me just try to do a search on indicators as some examples. Hopefully this will do it. I'm just switching over from Google to Yahoo. So here are some more. We have ATR, which is what I use. OBV, ADI, trend. As I said, RSI. All the popular ones also includes candles as well. I'll show you those in a minute. So if you've gone through the pattern site.com, let me see if I can find it. Hopefully I can. There we go. This is what I'm looking for. So under here, if you look for the different patterns like candles, you will find quite a number of candle patterns on there. I've already gone through that list to show you what is reliable and what's not. It's about 12 usually. So I've gone through that, and that's all included as part of the TA-Lib, which is shown in this course. Now your follow-up question was, does it handle trading psychology, risk management, trading strategies? No, this just purely works on indicators. A lot of the emphasis that you'll end up working on is experimenting with things like TA-LIP to be able to come up with your own trading ideas. So, for instance, if you see the title of the course, let me just figure out. If you see the title of the course is focusing on building blocks for trading infrastructure. So it has nothing to do with indicators. So I show you TA-LIB that will help you what indicators to use using TA-LIB and technical analysis. But as we move into more machine learning, let's say with TensorFlow, once again, I will kind of not be able to help you. But in the course, the more pricier course, the 1201, this one, the version 3, and the session I did, I dropped many, many hints in various playback videos you'll find that will show you how to piece together the trading ideas for the current minute-by-minute strategy that I've been highlighting over the last couple of months, the really strong one. So AG comes back, so you teach how to build the engine. Our job is to get it running well, correct? That is a correct mundo. Reason for that is a lot of people have been asking for the actual magic sauce. Unfortunately, I don't do that because think of it this way. I spent 10 years getting it to this point. And for the pittance that I'm charging, even if it's this or this, I think it'd be a lot more valuable. So therefore, for what people can afford, I don't offer that. But once upon a time, back about a month ago, I did offer the signaling for the minute-by-minute strategy. Nobody wanted it, and the price I was charging again was very low, but I got one person, and I ran it for 1 month. And out of that, realizing it takes up a lot of resources, so I got out of that and just continued down the path that I'm on now by showing you how to build it, but not give you the actual components in terms of the indicators. So hopefully I'll help you out there. Any other questions so far? I can go on to other topics. Now, for those that may be watching, what I found is I got a lot of people wanting software. What I've done is if we do a search on trading bots, just generally, specifically if I type in crypto trading bot, there's a couple of options. These are the ones. So there's this one, 2019 updated. It does a comparison of all the software vendors out there that make these things. So think of it this way. We've got 10 of these things. And I'm going to tell you for my point of view, I'm going to be honest, this is not worth getting into. It's what I call a race to the bottom. So I have no desire to go down that path. But here we have Crypto Hopper. I don't know if these work or not. Don't care, but it's going to show you the pricing. $19 a month, $24 a month. There's some open source ones I've heard many complaints about. This one called Crypto Trader. Let me see what that translates to in US dollars. As if I'm some kind of magician, which I'm not, to be able to do these. So it's $16. And some of them go up to a higher end of $200 a month. So here's one at $39 a month. And then here's the free ones that kind of don't work. So when you're factoring in, I'm supposed to compete against a $16 a month service. I'm pretty well unfriendly to people that want that rate. I'm not rude, but I just think for the amount of money to sort of call competing against people at this level, I think these are operations that are going to be out of somewhere like Bangladesh paying their programmers a buck a day to be able to pull these off. Alone, if it works, is another question. So trading bots is an ugly word for me now. So I'd rather just focus on those people that know how and want to build out their own trading bot with the course that I've got. Now, I also will have a group of people, majority of people, that don't know how to build out their own training bot, or they don't have the technical know-how or chops. So that's fine. So if you come back under store, this is getting rolled out. Hopefully in the next day or so, the code's there, just getting it running. But for non-techie guys or gals, if there are any out there that actually into this, you can go into the store and look for this service called Quant Analytics. This is what I charge at $195. Some people may scoff at that. That's okay. It's originally supposed to be a monthly service, but I do have different bundles here that are 3 month or 7 month or whatever. People can join that. And the other bonus that this does include is not just crypto, but it also includes Forex as well as CFD. I've been pushing this lately. So maybe, just maybe, on a track record, you'll see the new other separate strategies for Forex. This old, what I call the old crypto strategy, as well as the CFD and Forex using Oanda. So I'll be including that as part of the service. But this is pretty good just for researching, but to get actual software, I think, is not a smart place for me to be. Okay, another question. What topics are included? Quant Analytics. Well, like I've shown you, it's a big description here of videos. I do include a lot of stuff. It's pretty overwhelming. Let me see here. Let me go to the back end if I can log in. Looks like it can do that. Just give me a second here if you are interested in this. This is, again, for non-techie people. So let me just get in there. Alrighty. And what I'll do is, you usually got to move into the analytics dashboard. So I'll show you how to do that if you ever are interested in this service. I am not doing too smartly today. Okay, let's hope this works. Why, oh, why is this not working? Hang on here, Quant Labs Academy. That's where you gotta go. Hold on, we will get you there in no time. Okay, I am logged in, so just click on this analytics dashboard. So in here, it's pretty exorbitant. But depending upon what you want to trade, in here we have some signals, blah, blah, blah. But we include Forex, CFD, and cryptocurrency. Daylight saving time started today. Yes, it did. I'm still light out somewhat. It's getting dark now. Hooray, it's 7:30 my time. And it's not too bad. But let me just give you the breakdown of what this includes. So say you're a Forex trader, all you gotta do is just do two things. I'll show you the one that downloads. So I'm picking off Forex. Everything I'm about to show you works exact same for either crypto, CFD, or Forex. So I'm gonna show you the Forex stuff, because that's fun. But what you can do is you can download a big package, a big bundle of goodies. And here, this will give you the fast, most reliable trading pair to trade right now. Actually, if you go to my website, to the latest video here, this one I mentioned, this one, crypto current watch list for Forex cryptocurrency now with trading bots. So in that video, I go over the current watch list. So, for instance, let me just log into my current system. I was hoping to be able to show you this on the Linux system itself, but good old primitive Linux doesn't allow this. I mean, it could be, but it's just too much work to get running. But just let me ask you, are you interested in Forex or crypto? So, for instance, right now, as of 7:30 my time, with the news coming out of the EU and UK, British pound is probably moving up. So right now on my watch list, I have two trades, British pound against the Swiss franc and the New Zealand against the Swiss franc as well. So if I was to show you that on TradingView, these are usually buys. I've already done this before. Oh, so you're only interested in crypto. But let me just show you this for, it's only two pairs, but I'll show you this in four. So let's say if you're British pound, CHF, when they look for OANDA data. So I've just shown this. Oh. Okay. So GBP, that doesn't matter. Okay, so we wait for the signal. You can see here we have a strong buy. That's right now. So if you have a strong buy on what's currently on my watch, this most likely this will trade. And the other one that's listing is the New Zealand against Swiss franc again. So let me just pull up the signals here. I'll do the same thing for the current crypto as well. So here you could easily download all kinds of juicy files, and same thing for crypto as well. So I have that as well, and it's the exact same format. You just download the latest package. It's pretty massive. So let's see what the New Zealand, we have a buy signal for New Zealand and the Swiss franc. So I've been tracking this for the last number of weeks every day. This thing works. I'm very happy with it. So I'm going to start trading it live with OANDA. So you mentioned crypto. So let's do some wish stuff on the current watch list for crypto. Okay, so we have ICX, Steam, ZEC, which is Zcash and ZRX. So once again, if I do the same thing, looking for ICX, BTC, on Binance. Hello, Johan. Thank you very much for watching. Let me just show you here what if we get a buy signal on this watch list. And this is, again, current in the market right now. So let's see the trading signal. I'm not going to get into detail. I just care about trading signal. And there you go. It's a buy. Let's check out the ICX Ethereum. Usually when it's against Ethereum, it does much better. If you got any questions, Johan, just give me, type them up. I'll gladly answer them for you. So here's ICX Ethereum. Again, this is Binance. It's current right now, live, as we speak. What kind of signal we have? Again, we have a buy signal. So let's say if we went with Steam Ethereum, and we can also do the same with Steam Ethereum and Steam Bitcoin as well for Binance. What do we got? It's right down right now. So again, it depends on the current. So we have a buy signal there. You can see how this has done really well since March. So if I pull up a 5-day, it's been doing pretty good. The 1-day, it's a little flat, but it looks like we have a buy signal. So that's Steam Ethereum. So if I did Steam Bitcoin, see if we got a buy signal for this. It depends upon how fast you want to trade. By minute by minute, nobody can mimic that. Why? Because it's a minute by minute strategy. Trades on the minute. No human can do that. You can clearly see it. This may be bottoming out. Again, we have a buy signal, and that's for Steam Bitcoin. I always have Zcash. This is a very unpredictable pair, but I can gladly type this up if you want. I don't put a lot of reliance on this pair that's always on the watch list. But it may be a sell signal. Yeah, it looks like... No. Yeah, it's a sell signal. Yeah. And then the other pair that we have is ZRX, Ethereum. So again, it's pretty close to being accurate for the crypto as well. So I'm pretty happy about that. Let's see, is this ZRX? So that's a buy signal there as well. Looks like we have something moving up as well. So let me pull up the intraday. Yeah, it's kind of moving up. Very volatile, but it did clear the volatility list. But you can clearly see there's an uptrend here. Came off, then comes back again. Just depends upon your timing. But so the analytics can somewhat work just by looking at what's available in the package and what I have on the watch list. So I'm pretty happy about that. So that's why I'm going to start focusing on it and start trading it live. And same with the Forex pieces as well. And it can kind of work as well for CFD. If you want me, just let me know if you want me to do CFD. I don't want to waste your time. But right now, the movers, well, it looks like the India right now, it's just probably live trading is doing quite well. So let's see how that's doing right now. A few hours ago, it was a buy signal. So it's already up 2.15%. So CFD is doing pretty good too. You can see it's clearly moving up. I don't know if you saw the move with China 50, which it flagged, and that move really, really nice as well. But it's come off since then, but it did capture that big move yesterday. I'll just show you that. So CFD can be pretty good if you're allowed to trade it in your region. Unfortunately, in the U.S., they don't allow you to trade CFDs. But everywhere else, I believe that you can trade CFDs. So here, this was a big, massive move last week. Just show you. Look right here. It's been doing quite well. We can see that big move just in the last week. I'll put in the 5-day. And looks like it's kind of bouncing back, but it had a big, big, big move. Last week, let me see the 1-day, but it's moving up, it's trending up, it's pretty good. So, but I wouldn't be buying it right now. I'd be focusing on the India 50, as I said right here, because that for the last few days has been doing pretty good. Last night and tonight, looks like it's been doing quite well. And Brent crude is on the move as well. IN 50, we want Oanda. Where are you? India 50. So I would not ignore the CFDs. They've been doing quite well. It can potentially outperform Forex, oddly enough. But the India 50, I mean, it's been doing pretty good. Let me just pull up the 1-day. Look at that. You got a big move right there at 3 o'clock my time. Nice. You know, that's the sort of thing that will make you do quite well. So if you look at the Brent crude, that's also been moving up as well. Let me see if I can find BCO. BCO. So we want Oanda right here. Brent crude, oil, USD, Oanda. And this is not doing too bad as well, last few days. So see if these are a pretty nice one to trade as well. So again, the analytics service will capture all that fun stuff. So since the beginning of the year, it's been kind of moving up. It's been a nice CFD to watch. 1-day, so it's very volatile. That's the problem, but it is trending up. So I think with CFDs, you kind of want to hold it overnight and trade only on a daily time frame. That's what I'd recommend. So that's pretty well it with the analytics. And again, you can just go over to the website and check her out under the store. Any other questions at all? Oh, one last thing I better forget before you might not know, but I do have the bundles of 3 months, 7 month, annual, depending upon what you want. A lot of people don't like annual or paying monthly anymore. So as a result, I obliged and just put together these subscription bundles for 3 months, but there's no renewal. It's on you if you want to renew or not. So you come under here again under Quant Analytics, you'll see them. Right here we have the annual, and then these are already discounted at a pretty good rate. So you get a 3 month, 7 month. So you're essentially, even with a 6 month, you pay 6 month at 97 a month, plus you get an extra 3 month. So there's these kind of extra bonuses when you break it all down. Any other questions at all? Live here on Facebook. As of next week, we can continue the conversation, but I'll probably go back to YouTube. I'm just kind of saddened to see the tiny numbers here on Facebook versus YouTube. Just seems to be a bigger audience for streaming. So next week, we'll go back to the Quant Labs net page. As well, and that can be found right here, YouTube, Quant Labs, the page. Anybody else got any questions or whatnot? I can shut up and we can go on with our lives if you like. So, still the same. ICX, Steam are the ones trading. All the other ones that I mentioned for the crypto have dropped off. So these are interesting times right now for ICX was a buy signal, according to TradingView, and Steam as well. Oh, I forgot to mention as well, if you want to be part of the private chat server as well, yeah, that's not tracked by anything at all. That's tracked pretty well by nothing. So I've got that, building that up. Slow build, but it's building up for the private chat room as people sign up. I don't know why people don't want to take advantage of it, but it's there. I'm on it every day. Any other questions? If not, I can give it a wrap for tonight. It's been just under an hour. I can gladly continue next week, same time, same bat channel. How many of you, if you could type up where you're from, that would be great. Just so I know, I've been experimenting with ads on Facebook and Instagram. Want to know what countries to target, where you guys are from. If you want to let me know, I'd be greatly appreciated, and just type it up. I'll hold back now let's see. I'll go back to TradingView and see how our buying signals are on TradingView. But if you want to type up where you're from, what country, that'd be highly, highly appreciated. Okay, so let me go back here. ICX, BTC. If you got any questions as well, let me know. I'll gladly answer them. So we got ICX. Said I've shown this just a little bit before. Let me check up on the strategy as well, see if we can break through that 10% return. Oh, we're still at a 9.55. okay, so we're down at 6.76%. Let's see, still a buy signal. Thanks for the video in Michigan, US right now. Thank you. I'm sorry, Lingfi Tang? I'm sorry, but that's great. In U.S., that's where I target right now. We're still at 9.55%. That was a 92% win ratio, which is pretty good. But most of the trades, as I said, came from BNB, BNB Ethereum. That's been what's been driving the profit today. And that's at 9.55% return. That's pretty good. So right now, we're checking on the older strategy. So we have ICX BTC so it's Icon against Bitcoin, and that's a buy. So yes, thank you. And let me see, ICX Ethereum, what are we at? Are we at a buy signal? My typing is atrocious for Mondays. I should change the date the day of the week on these streams for better typing, but I'm always known as the most unprofessional typer in the world. So this will be a buy. Yes, we have a buy there. Are your systems on Python? What do you think of MTQ5? Is it worth to learn? I use Python for a clear reason. It's open source, so if you don't like something in Python, the language, you can go in and edit if you wanted. But it's open source. I like open source technologies. In terms of MetaTrader, or I'm going to say MetaTrader version 5, you're tied back to Forex and Forex only usually on those brokers. There's a lot of things with MetaTrader. The platform's okay, but you got to be very careful with the broker, because if the broker's corrupt, you'll never be profitable, or a very low chance, low probability, where only 10% of those traders are profitable, as well as MetaTrader, the software itself, because rumor has it there's backdoors to the server, and folks can get access to your trades and your trading ideas through the software, and the backdoor of the software. I can't verify that, but that's what rumor has it. And the other problem, it's not open source, it's proprietary. It's very, very, very limiting. Whereas opposed to Python, you are using true open source. Not only that, but from a machine learning perspective, you want to use probably the best, any of the machine learning frameworks, like, let's say, TensorFlow, PyTorch, or Keras, with TensorFlow 5 coming out, the alpha just came out. You can't do that with MetaTrader, so you have to consider that. And machine learning will be taking over probably by the end of the year. It's already out there, and it's something to be aware of. And you can't do that with retail trading platforms. That's why I use Python for what I do. But the good thing is, with another platform like MotiveWave, they have the ability to embed machine learning libraries through third party. Can't verify how good it is yet, as I'm testing out the beta 6 version, but it looks pretty good. And I can verify you can include external libraries, but you can't really do that with MetaTrader. And definitely you can do it with Python. Python's much easier to pick up too. So hopefully I'll answer your question. So looking at the signals here, we have a buy signal still for Steam BTC. Let's check out our last one, which is Steam Ethereum. So we have ICX BTC, ICX Ethereum, Steam BTC, Steam Ethereum, which we're checking right now for buy signals, and that's according to my current watch list. And there you go. It's another buy signal. So we got ourselves a winner with this analytics service, if that's something you want to try out. And of course, we've got the Bitcoin stuff. Oh, before I forget, I forgot to mention this, folks. If you are interested in what I've got, if you somewhere on the overlay on the video, you will see quantlabs.net/algo. That will take you for your email, and you'll get onto my email list, so you know what I'm working on and what deals I got going on if you are interested. I also include two PDFs. I'll show you some little neat secrets on stock trading and tools that may be useful for you. So you can sign up there. I don't release your information to third parties. So keep that in mind. Also, if you go come back to the store right here on the site, what you'll notice is I have two courses for the Python. If you are wanting to know how to build out your own, man, I don't like calling it bots, but really algorithmic trading strategies that you control and you get to own the source code. So here under the Python, and again, it's Python 3 infrastructure building block. In here, I've got two versions. I just jacked up this price a few weeks ago at $1,200. That includes cryptocurrency, includes all the video playbacks I did for January, February. And that was pretty exciting. A lot of people want to know, how do I build the current trading bot that I've got, trading strategy, minute by minute. I give lots of hints and different video replays throughout that course. Now, if $1,200 is kind of expensive, here's another workaround. I've got the older version. Version 2 gives you all the basics of this, but it's using Python 2. And to be honest, it's the same thing. If you want easier to work with, less confusion, I would definitely go with this at 247. It's a good road test for yourself too. See if you have the technical chops to think if you are able to do this at Python training. But you can do the Python training, sorry, Python 2. It's all the same stuff really. And then if you want, you can always just move into this. And then that's obviously a lot more sophisticated. All 100% Python in both courses. The only big difference is I include this Python 3, which is more current. This is Python version 2. And with Python 2, you have year end of life comes in 2020. So you still have just almost 2 years still left with Python 2. And in here, I'll show you how to build out an infrastructure so you can build out your own trading software to have your own, not just crypto, but pretty well for any asset class that you choose, just depending upon your broker, if they support Python. So once again, I'm testing out. Oh, we're very close. I just got a few more positions. BNB again, and we've added XMR, Monero, Ethereum. That pushed us up to 9.88%. So we're very close to getting to 10% for the day return with this trading bot that I've got going now. I don't really like the term, but trading strategy algorithmic. And if I was to show you the equity curve so far, this is what it looks like. Now again, you can easily get this every day under the track record. So in here, let me just load this up. This is from earlier today. If I can load it up. Oh, here we go. So you can see here, since the 22nd, it's been a solid run up. These are the double digit returns I spoke of for the last few days. It's only been returning a paltry 4%, 2%, will be tied. I have a fail system now because it's only returning single digit returns. I'll show you what I mean. But hopefully in the next few minutes, we'll be back to getting back to our double digit. So what I speak of is, let's say you are willing to, I've got $400 in my current Binance account right now, and I'm willing to deploy $200 at it. Still got to scale up the position sizing on this sucker. But these are this column right here is the daily return. So here on this day right here, February 24th, we had a 29.5% friggin' return. Like you think I'm like BSing you, but as I shown you at the beginning of this webinar, it has been BNB Ethereum that has been driving those profits since the beginning of the year, on top of Litecoin. So then we also have really good trading days at 15%, 16%, 10%, 17%, 11%, 15%, 9%, 17%. So majority of the days since 24th, our very first day was 29.5%. So that means if I'm willing to put $200 into the good old Binance over a 24-hour period, I could get back roughly $60. But I'm pretty happy if I'm going to get even 10%. That means I'm going to get $20 back. But what you also have to realize, as the account grows, so the amount that I'm going to deploy every day will grow as well. So this curve exponentially builds and builds and builds. And it's just like a free money press that will build up its own set of returns and exponentially builds up. And right now, we, as I said, we're at 9.88%. So if you see my post, oh, we just blew through it. We're now 10.42%, and hopefully we'll be able to, I'm pretty sure we'll be able to hang on to those returns because it's 10 o'clock. So I wouldn't be surprised we'll be at 10-12%, or maybe even a 15% daily return today within the next 2 hours as we close off the day. Oh, I'm sorry, we're my system's not been updated, but we're at 8:02. So that means we still got another 4 hours. So I could probably get maybe another 5% potentially. Just depends on the markets. But if I look at the markets right now for crypto, this is why I love trading crypto, is because it's awesome. Right now, everything's profitable. Litecoin's back up at 0.7%. Bitcoin Cash is up at 0.48%. But as I said, Bitcoin's always lagging at 0.18%. But everything's moving up. And that's what we like to see. So right now, what's on the watch list? We have BNB, we have Dash, we have NEO, we have Monero, and Bitcoin Cash is currently on the watch list for the minute by minute. So that means some of those may actually start trading as the activity builds for the market. So again, I could do that with you right now. But we've got, how many positions have I put on? I think it was 67 positions right now. And usually on a very active, profitable day, it can be anywhere from 100 to 200 positions right now. If I look at the number of positions and the win ratio, we are at 92.53 win-loss ratio, which is very high. So when you build out these things, you have now what we call a beach life. So again, that's where I build and show how to build that stuff in the courses that I've got for the cryptocurrency and Python. Any other questions so far? But I'm happy to say during this stream, we did break through and now we are at double digit once again for the 24-hour period. So glad you came along. Any other questions so far? Let me pull up one of our hot little potatoes right now. So let me just show you, as an example, BNB, Ethereum, and see if the live trading for it. Do we have to be a member to access the course page? Doesn't the website. Do we have to be a member to access the courses page? Well, I can show you the different pricing. Just give me a second here. So here we are on the Ethereum. I'll pull up the 1 minute chart. Actually, let me pull up the technicals for you. And I'll show you the store to answer your question. Ling Hai, I'm sorry if I got your name wrong. Okay, so we're under technicals. We have a buy right now. If we look at the minute, and I love, oh, so we have a strong sell on the minute. That's okay. We're in a sell, 15 minute, 1 hour, but we're back to buy. So what's happening is something is happening in the market right now that's not caught up on the charts. But I'm still showing profitable. But if I was to show you another potential mover, like, let me see here, what can I show? Well, it looks like the anonymous coins are doing pretty good. So let's check out. Actually, let me answer Ling Hai's question. Okay, so if you come under store on the website, there's two products. If you're a non-program, I've talked about the quant analytics, okay? So I've shown you bits and pieces of that. If you are a programmer and you're confident in Python or just programming, you're golden. And what I would recommend is, if you are interested, as I've shown before, we have the Python 3 course. It's this much. Or if you go into this, there's the other older Python 2 course. So there are two separate things for you, Ling Hai. I hope my apologies on your name. So as I said here, we have two different courses. We have the Python 3 with the crypto. And that was wrapped up a few weeks ago, but everything's still valid for sure on it. And then we also have the more affordable one at the 247. Now, this is what I forgot to mention. If you do like to pay in crypto, as I like to receive crypto to fund my account, I'll gladly do this price in Bitcoin equivalent in US dollars at 247 for that course. Let me know, get in touch with me, and I'll arrange it. Don't worry, that's on all the time. So if you're interested, just let me know, because I like crypto, and that helps fund the account. Kind of like watching me beg to build my account and Binance. So again, these are the difference pricing if you are interested. Now, if you wanted to do everything, like everything that I do, I have this thing called Elite. If you go back to the store, this is not cheap. I'm going to just forewarn you on it. This includes three courses. They will be updated later in the year. It gives you access to literally everything. Okay, but here's the price. Be forewarned. Okay, I want you to be forewarned on this. So if you come under the store again and look for Quant Elite membership, we have two offers, the Elite membership and the Elite month trial. So this is the annual for everything I do. That includes all the courses I've done. I'll show you that for a minute. But if you only want to try it out for 2 months, you can go for that option right there. Okay. So this is what you get. You get, there's like a bunch of courses I've got. I've got the Python version two, version three course with the crypto. I've got the one I talked about, the cheaper one for the version two. Then these are older, courses, but they're still valid. So if you are interested in interactive brokers, I do an entire workshop. It's very involved in C, C++, Java. Also show options with both Mac and Linux. On top of that, I've got another course, which I don't really, well, actually I do promote it right here. Futures and options trading. It's built off of another video course you can get for free on YouTube. I provide all the code of the equivalent. So if you're a futures and options trader, that's included. On top of, I got this new, well, not new, but I did it a few months ago. People ask me, how do I build a trading bot? This is the secret sauce right here that gives you the debugging capabilities on how to take a debugging capabilities of software engineering and applying it to the low level trading and algorithmic trading, and using the same thing, using logs to your advantage to study the flow of data in whatever your broker exchange, and being able to go through that and looking for the patterns. Once you figure out those patterns, that's where you start to build out your strategies and you get your trading ideas. So with that, it's just basically showing you how to use debugging with logs to be able to find your trading ideas. And as you can see here, the last hour or so, I've been showing you very lucrative trading bot. And again, last time we checked was at 10.42. And let me just give you the numbers right now since we started. Yeah, we're still at 10.42. So we've broken the double digit return for today. So it's lucrative. It's very lucrative. And lastly, the last course in this Elite program is, if you are a non-programmer and you want to test yourself, I have this thing for Visual JForex using Dukas copy, and I'll walk you through how to build out basic strategies from a visual perspective. So those are all of the options that I have as part of that Elite. I don't push that. I don't promote it, because most people will have their heads bleed from the amount of information in it. But with this, it will help build up very lucrative trading bots that I've built using this particular one that does amazing. The problem I'm finding is everybody wants the trading bot results, but they don't want to put the work in, and that involves programming. You cannot build lucrative trading bots without the programming skills. That's a fact. I can help you as best as I can through the analytics service to help you surmise your own trading ideas and be able to guess and filter out all the bad trades. So, for instance, we just went through a few minutes ago on the current old trading strategy. I've identified right now, hold on. We've identified three trading pairs: ICX Ethereum, Steam Bitcoin, Steam and Ethereum. But now, with this service, if you were watching it, it's now adding in Dash Bitcoin and Dash Ethereum. So if I go back to the TradingView, let me just see here. So if I go back to TradingView, let's see what kind of buying signals we get. So this type of service will be able to eliminate all the bad trades and potentially whittle them down to very high probability you will have trading pairs in crypto that will be profitable. So you're essentially, let's see if this is a buy signal for Dash BTC. So here we are. This is now a daily view. So it's a buy. So let's say if you are watching this right now, and you were to look at the technicals for the different time periods, let's say you're going to watch on the, this is now the 1 day, so we have a buy. Okay, that's fine. So let's say if we look at the hourly, what does it change to? Still a buy. Here on the moving averages, we have a strong buy. But when you start getting in the minute, what is it, what's it going to be? Still a buy, strong buy, 5 minute. But that's what this analytics service enables you to get, is to be able to watch what the hot pairs are before you pull the trigger if you want to make the move or not on the position. So that's just another example of how fast moving this can be and how you can make good money, really good profit, very good profit, using programming and getting up your trading strategy or bot, whatever you want to call it. So we're still at 10.42% for the day. It's pretty exciting if you want my opinion. Any other questions? I've been blabbing enough. That's what I'm here for, to serve you guys. One other thing I want to show you is I'm not going to be one of these fly-by-night operators. If you go over to my page, here, I don't know if you guys will see this, but it should verify it. Facebook tells me it does. So let me see what we've got for my, I'm going to pull up the Quant Labs net page. I don't know. I'm finding Facebook been very slow lately. So let me pull up our Quant Labs that page. Just bear with me. But if you come under the Quant Labs net page, you will look for our badge of how fast I respond on the messenger. So I show that to you. It's pretty fast. And this is no lie. I'm just waiting for it. Come on. Wow, this is really slow. In here, you will see this little section, very responsive, 100% response rate, 2 minute response time. So that's how fast and the customer service level I take a lot of pride in. So that cannot be fudged. That's on Facebook. You can go on Facebook, go to the Facebook .com/QuantLabsNet and check that out for yourself. Nobody can fudge that outside of Facebook themselves. But that's how fast I am in responding via Facebook and also on the various other ways through my Facebook page or whatever. So just wanted to let you know that. Anybody else got any questions? Anybody? So it's about an hour and a quarter. I do these live sessions every Monday. I'm back in it, coming off the course. The Python course I finished up in mid-February. So you can expect me every Monday night at 7 p.m. But I'll be back on the YouTube channel at Quant Labs. Okay, so you know, no email needed. Just come on to that link, but I'll post it on my events schedule in the Facebook page at Quant Labs Net. So just come here, as I said, youtube.com/ youtube.com/quantlabs. You'll find next session there. Any questions? Comments? I don't mind doing comments. I'll wait about a minute. I got 8:17 of my time. I'll wait till something like 8:20, and I'm going to shut up and let you guys type if you got anything you want to type up. 8:18. So there's no worries if you are interested in any of these services. The prices will not be going up. I just jacked them up a few weeks ago, so they're in there for a while. It'll probably be a couple of months before I start even pondering on an increase. Anybody else got any questions? I've got 8:18. If not, I'll wrap her up by 8:20. Questions. Let me show you how... Yeah, so the bot's still at 10.42% up for the day, but it's broken through the 10% what I was hoping for. Everything's profitable now, so it might break, it might go higher as everything, while the big Bitcoin, all the crypto, big Litecoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Ethereum Classic are all up. So I think we're going to have a profitable evening up until hopefully midnight, blowing through the 10.42% since midnight. Those are nice returns. I had a... As I said, please type up your questions. I did have a bunch of wealth managers brag about how in January they were up net 2% for the month after the meltdown. And I told them I can do that in a day. But now the way I've been going, I can do that probably in an hour, maybe 2 hours. I'm also can say I've been hopefully tracking. I can double my money between 5 to 10 days, which is good too. And it keeps building on top of that. So if you are, just keep your eyes peeled on the track record section of the website here. I do post that with the equity curve and the columns for the P&L as well as the term sheet of the track record. But it's still early days. As I said in one of my videos from earlier today, that there won't be real data until probably early May, 90 days of this thing. But I funded the account now with about $400, and I'm planning to add more as this thing builds. So we'll see. And I'll adapt the term sheet and the equity curve to update the balance of the account. And that's done every day, 7 days a week. Fully automate, but we talked about open up with the stream with the different trading journals as well. Looks like nobody's got any other questions. I've got 8:21 with a whole big party of two people on this. So if you don't have any questions, I'll wrap it up for tonight. Thanks for watching. As I said, I'll be doing next week 7 p.m. again. I might have a more specific topic. I've been trying to get to find folks over at Motive Wave on one of these, but I'm not sure if that will happen or not, but I'm trying. But we've had Bob Pardo already, and he wants to do something again. So as it stands right now, we shall, I guess we'll say bid adieu for the night. Hopefully you're trading right now and making some money, as I am, at 10.42%, and pretty happy with that. Okay, so I'm going to sign off, but thanks for watching, guys, and we shall talk to you later.